It is. Kevin McCarthy's band was Twice Jupiter. Still is Twice Jupiter.
Yeah. Twice Jupiter.
And I have them here, so we can play something off that.
Sure.
To make up for not getting the name wrong. And Elliot Easton's on this, you say, Barry?
Yeah, yes. What, maybe we should play, let me just see what, I'm pretty sure he plays on this one. Why don't you do Rockstar?
Rockstar, have it right here.
Yeah.
This is Rockstar, Kevin McCarthy's band, Twice Jupiter, Rockstar on MFO. We'll be right back.
Peter and I produced this.
Peter and Montgomery. Peter Montgomery and Barry Marshall produced it. Elliot Easton plays on it. Why isn't it a hit? Let's see. WMFO in Medford. Rockstar, Twice Jupiter. Barry Marshall here. What's up, brother?
That was Elliot that played the solo. Elliot Easton.
Elliot Easton from the Cars.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I think Kevin was going to play around here sometime soon. But
well, yeah, he was. Yeah, for some reason, he said. I think he said
living in San Diego.
Yeah, but he was going to do like an East Coast tour, and then for some reason he couldn't do it. He was going to do this show while he did that, and he was like, "So sorry, East Coast tour is not happening." So I don't know what happened.
It'll happen sometime.
I hope so.
Yeah,
great guy. He's originally from this area, and so. Go see Barry with the Cleverly Brothers.
Tonight.
Down at the Widow's Walk, 7:30-ish?
Yes.
And Situate.
You're going to MC, I just found out.
Yeah. I will MC the show.
Go down.
If I'm
Brian
wanted,
Joe.
I will be there. I'll go wherever I'm wanted.
Great. And by the way, I just wanted to point out that a guy that did a lot of stuff on this station over the years, Morgan Hugh, he was on the air here for a long time.
That's right. We did a tribute to him, like... 2 weeks ago,
he passed fairly recently, a few months ago, and I just wanted to point out he was actually instrumental in helping a lot of bands over the years, and all the way back to 1975-76 with the Marshalls. he was more or less our manager and booked us a lot, and we did a lot of different shows with him. And somewhere he had a half-inch videotape that he made of us live along with the Paley Brothers, early version of the Paley Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and somewhere in 76 or 77, playing outside in Gloucester.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, Morgan was a great guy and a you know, big influence on the scene for many years, and we had our definite early start with him. Another thing I wanted to point out,
we'll miss him.
The guitar player that joined the Marshalls in that period of the recordings was a guy named Adam Roth. He died fairly recently too.
And so many.
He was Dennis Leary's right hand man. He was also in the Jim Carroll band. He was in the later version of the Del Fuegos. Adam was a tremendous musician. He was the guitar player along with Kevin in the Marshalls in these recordings that we're playing. And he's definitely featured on the next song, the song called AM that we're going to play in a minute. He also wrote one of Dennis Leary's, helped write one of Dennis Leary's classic songs, his song Asshole.
Oh, okay. I'm like, he's only known for joke songs, isn't he? Yeah, like,
yeah. Well, it is a joke song.
Yeah, right. Right. It's a well-known one, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Barry, I'm going to come and see you tonight.
Thank you. And thank you for having me here in the crash course. I just got a crash course.
You just gave me a crash course. You taught me today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Barry.
Thank
See you tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
And here's Marshall's going back, what year?
1978.
Check it out. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
and the night was blue. And I was thinking only of a gal I knew. I took a walk to the middle of town, and I met a pretty lady named Georgia Lee Brown.
Be there part-time. You know I gotta find me a part-time. One little baby to wash my dirty clothes. Gotta find me a little baby to think about me when I get home. But I gotta find me a part-time.
See what happens. nothing tonight. Spanish midnight, all I wanna do is love you tonight.
Glowing, glowing, glowing.
I'm not smoking? Because yeah, I'm smoking.
You are smoking, yeah.
Marisa, I'm singing along to that. She goes, you are so not Joey Ramone.
You're not. I know you want to be.
I said, I know. I'm not. I'm good looking.
You're tall. Yeah.
I know I don't look like him. I'm glad I don't look like Joey Ramone. Sure, I sound like him. Then I did.
Then you did, yeah. Off air, yeah. Yeah.
Off air. You're in the mood for more Peter Montgomery, huh?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Well, here's some Montgomery's, Peter Montgomery's band, and, of course, the great Irresponsibles. What Mark Nagro is a part of, and he'll be there tonight.
Who knows?
Maybe Peter might even show up. I know he was invited.
Really?
If he's around, I don't see why he wouldn't. And then we'll have to
tease that way.
We'll have to get him drunk and have him go on there and do irresponsible songs.
I can do that.
And we'll play the title track from Baby Sunshine.
Okay.
After these two other Peter Montgomery great songs, his Catch Her in the Rye.
sunshine, why'd you blacken out your rays? Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you darken up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, broke our hearts in every way.
It's the 46th Friday night, you've been with someone else, and now I'm wrapped so tight, it's hard living with myself. Do you really think you're happier now? 'Cause I totally can't see how. You've been a mess since you were 10, and you're worse for the wear right now. And you don't give a damn what the children think, as long as you can play. Been doing what you want since you were 15, thinking everything's okay, but it's not.
A more permanent solution. end to our problem.
What then to do about Jesus of Nazareth, miracle wonder man, hero of fools?
No riots, no army, no fighting, no slogans.
One thing I'll say for him, Jesus is cool.
We dare not leave him to his own devices. His half-witted fans will get out of control.
But how can we stop him? His glamour increases by leaps every minute. He's top of the pole.
The proud Roman king, which the Romans would ban.
I see blood and destruction, our elimination because of one man.
Blood and destruction because of one man.
Because of one man.
Our elimination because of one man.
Because of one man.
What then to do about this Jesus mania?
How do we deal with this carpenter king?
Where do we stop with a man who is bigger than John was when John did his baptism thing?
Fools, you have no perception. The stakes we are gambling are frighteningly high.
We must crush him completely.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
For the sake of the nation, this Jesus must die.
Must die, this Jesus must die.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
Must die, this Jesus must die.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, Pixies there. Where is my mind? And the sad punk. Sad punk. Spinal Tap, Hellhole, Hawkwind in there. In the Egg, Ultrasonic Rock Orchestra. This Jesus Must Die. Peter Montgomery, Baby Sunshine, Irresponsibles, Great Unknown, The Montgomerys, Catch Her in the Rye. Get it? Ramones, Howlin' at the Moon, T-Rex, You've Got to Jive to Stay Alive. We had Silverhead in there, Rock and Roll Band. Wow, I haven't, like, said a lot of songs. The Doors, Love Street, Senders, Part-Time Love, Cramps, Georgia Lee Brown, Marshalls, A.M.